Good morning to you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And do you have an excuse why you leave the show early, Alex? Because we are all kind of wondering what the heck's going on here.
Well, I did yesterday. I had my first ever court hearing for my child advocate's case. So I haven't given an update in a while because I've been working on this case. I have become a child advocate, which is a volunteer thing that you can do anywhere, all over the country. You just find out what your county's child advocate center is and contact them and sign up. And basically, you kind of volunteer, like the average is 6 to 8 hours a month, getting a case of a kid or kids in the foster care system that have all been abused in some way, shape, or form. Could be neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, or mental, emotional abuse. And so these kids have been through a lot, and they don't really have a lot of consistency in their lives. And they, you know, are going to court a lot for the judge to figure out where the best place is for this child to live. And so a child advocate kind of gets to know the child, everyone in their life, their biological parents. If they're in foster care, their foster parents, their relative living, wherever they're placed, you get to know people in the case. And then you kind of, you tell the judge, this is what the child is telling me. This is what I've observed. You know, here's what's really going on in the case. And you kind of like personalize that child for the judge. Because the thing is that the judges on these cases dealing with placing kids in permanent living situations have so many cases on a daily basis. It is very easy to kind of mix them together or not really personalize the child of the case. So what a child advocate can do is kind of make those children in the cases come alive. So yesterday I had my first case ever. And after you have hung out with all these people and done all your little interviews and done your visits and home visits and all that, you make a court report that you submit to the court. It's, they give you an outline and you just fill in the blanks, but it probably takes like an hour, hour and a half to fill in all that information because you're going through all your notes from all the visits. So I filled out this report and I gave a lot of detail in there because I wanted the judge to remember who my kids on my case are. So I kind of went above and beyond with the detail of like what their bedrooms look like, what kind of snacks are in the kitchen, what their daily routines are like, all this stuff.
I could see you reviewing like, and they did not have any goldfish, Your Honor. Just letting you know they were not having quality snacks.
Well, Joe brings up a good point. He's making a joke, but actually, yeah. So like anytime that you notice something also as a child advocate that the kid might need, basic needs or otherwise, you can bring that up in court as well to make sure that their caseworkers, DCS, their therapist, the judge, you know, that people in their life know like, hey, my kid needs glasses for school, for example. Nobody's gotten them glasses. We need to get that done. So you really help these kids in so many different ways, especially by being a consistent, positive person in their life. You are an unbiased party. I just tell the facts. So I don't ever put my opinion in there. So I don't say where I think that the kid should live. I just say, this is what I've observed. Now the judge, you be the, you know, you decide where they should go. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I fill out this report and right before court starts, the judge asks everyone sitting in the court. So that's DCS, attorneys, therapists, me. She was like, so who wrote this report for this case? And everyone was kind of quiet. And this person said, well, that was Alex, the child advocate. And the judge says to me,
get the hell out of my court.
No. She said, just so you know, she said, I am so impressed with your report. She said, you should be very proud of yourself. She said, this is one of the best reports I've ever seen. The details you gave were phenomenal. And then all these people, the attorneys and all this stuff for like different parties of the case, all these people around the courtroom started saying like, yeah, by the way, this was an awesome report. You should be very proud of yourself. And then one of the people that works for DCS, Department of Child Services, says to me, what is your full-time job, by the way? Because like, if you're looking, she's kind of making a joke, but basically saying like, you know, we'll take you. You can work for DCS because she said my report was so good.
Wait, so are you announcing right now you're leaving the Joe and Alex show?
No, so then the judge says like, well, she's the radio girl. She talks on the radio, I'm pretty sure, right? And I said, yeah, which was really cool. The judge knew who I was. So anyway, that made me feel really good because it was my very first report that I've written for this case. And everybody was really impressed by it. So that made me feel good. And then the other short, like quick thing I wanted to share with you was, so part of, you know, when I'm personalizing who these kids are to the judge and stuff to make them stick out in her mind as she's thinking about their case is I get to say, you know, what these children or child, what the child wants me to let the judge know. So like I start describing, my child really loves gymnastics. Mm-hmm. So I start saying that they love gymnastics and, you know, they want the judge to know that or whatever. And the child happened to be in court because she is not school age. So I look over and this kid had been so solemn the entire time. I mean, she's probably bored to death.
Yeah, I mean, just court listening. Cases, like,
yeah, it's very boring for a kid to sit through that. But like, as soon as I started talking about them and they loving gymnastics and all this, this child just started smiling so big, and we made eye contact, and she looked at me, and she was so excited to hear me talking about gymnastics and how she loves it and all that. So that was just like such a cool moment for me that I got to, hey, don't forget, this kid that everyone is talking about is a kid. Don't forget that they have gone through a lot of horrible, horrible stuff in their life, but don't forget about them, that they want to do kid stuff. And so that's what's so cool about being a child advocate. And so that was my first experience with that. And I just wanted to share that very, very little bit. I can't really share a lot, just obviously for confidentiality purposes.
You can't get all the details. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
So, but if you feel like this is something that you would be good at and that you think that you would enjoy doing, we'll put a swipe up link as well on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show. So you can get more details about what a child advocate is and all that stuff. If you're interested, you just do like 30 hours worth of training. So just a couple days a week for like a month, you just go to classes. You learn all about trauma, how the court system works, how to fill out your reports, cultural sensitivity when you're dealing with different races and people of different cultures and stuff in your cases. And that's it. You don't have to have a social work degree or anything. Like I said, I'm a volunteer. It's unpaid. It's just something that I do with my free time. So if you're interested, I highly recommend it, but that's where I'm at. I just wanted to give that short update.
That's awesome. And Alex also is offering like a book report service because she writes so well. So if you need your grades to go up, contact her. No, that's really cool. We're all proud of you. That's really awesome news. I love when we get calls like this. Arielle, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What'd you want to say? Complain about the show again? What did we do?
You guys are so terrible.
I knew it. Thanks, poor chop, for putting her through. No, what did you really want to say?
I really wanted to tell Alex, thank you so much for doing what you're doing and taking the time out of your day to do that child advocating, because I actually required a child advocate when I was younger, and it is the most difficult thing to go through as a kid because you have no idea what's going on. My own child advocate actually never really even talked with me. So you are changing that kid's life, whether she's going to remember that later or not.
Wow.
That's awesome. So
that is incredible.
Just know that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is so interesting to hear the perspective of someone that needed one when they were a kid and now that they're an adult. That's when I was Googling, when I was deciding on if I wanted to do this or not, when I was Googling child advocates, I was reading testimonies like that from people that are grown up now that
adults,
had a
yeah.
child advocate. And they said similar things, like it just changed my life having that person helping me through that court process and stuff like that. So
I think
that is
powerful.
So awesome.
Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. And like I said, not all of them do what you're doing. Like, some of them do volunteer and give time, yes, but it's so much more than that. And when you're advocating for a child, that is a whole being that you're taking care of, essentially. You're volunteering to help that child, and it's just a whole nother life in your hands, and it's crazy. So, you know, thank you. You are going way deeper, and like you said, above and beyond in your reporting.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Thank you.
Have a great day. That is awesome. And we're putting a swipe up link right now. Hearing something like that, pretty powerful testimony. It really makes you think, what can I do to help out?
Yep, we'll I put that.
Go ahead.
I put that up right now on Instagram at Joan Alex Show on the story.